In Jeremiah chapter 1, we have this calling of the prophet. We have these promises that God makes to him. And then God says to him, okay, let's try this out. Give me your first prophetic word. What do you see? He says, well, I see an almond branch and it's blossoming. And so God says, great, that's exactly right, because I'm watching over my word to perform it. Now, I've seen people try to make something spiritual out of this, which is more than it's intended to be. The significance of the almond is not about Aaron's rod that buds or anything like that. The word almond, shokhed in Hebrew, sounds like the word to watch, which is shokhed. So he says, I see shokhed, and God says, that's great because I'm shokhed my word to do it. And so the significance is in the pun, really. But beyond that, it's sort of like if he had seen a wristwatch. I just see a wristwatch and God says, great, I'm watching over my word to perform it. The idea is this, though. God wants to speak using pictures. And sometimes the significance of the picture has nothing to do with the intrinsic symbol that you're being shown, but because that thing reminds you of something else. There's a word play or something. God still does that when he speaks. Sometimes he shows us a thing and there's something he wants to do with it. My son phoned me from America and he wanted to move into a certain house. And he said, Daddy, will you give me a prophetic word about this? And I said, okay, well, let me pray about it. And I said, I see a picture of a white house, and there's these two pine trees in front of it. And so the Lord said, the pine trees are the sign. Okay, so I'm expecting that when he sends me a picture of the house, there will be pine trees. He sends me a picture of the house, and there's no trees at all. There is a white house, but there's not any trees. But the name of the road in front of the house is Hidden Pines Road. I just about fell off my chair when I saw that. Those pines were really hidden. But the sign of the pines was that this is the house he should have. And so he did. He moved in. And so what I want to say to you is let God speak to you in pictures. And don't assume that the picture has a specific meaning that is to be taken literally. Sometimes God uses it to take us into a whole nother understanding of something he wants to say. And so let God interpret it for people. Go to books that have, you know, for to interpret dreams and so on. And I'm not against the intention of the people who write these things. But I just find that, no, a thing means whatever God says it means. Leaven as a symbol can be for sin as well as for the kingdom of God. A lion can be a symbol of Jesus, but it can also be a symbol of Satan. It's whatever God wants to say through that symbol. You don't get to just assume a one-size-fits-all. This always means this. What is God saying? As you pray, I want to challenge you to ask God to give you a picture, because I find it's more difficult for people to hear God say a thing and be sure this is God speaking. If you ask God to show you something, a picture, some kind of a symbol, he will give you some picture. And out of that, you allow him to interpret it. What does it mean? What is the significance of this? Sometimes the significance is, I watch over my word to perform it. Do you really even get that? If God has said, I have spoken, then you can bank on the fact that God will do what he has said. I see so many times that God speaks to us and we keep, you know, deciding to make it happen ourselves. We don't trust God to make it happen because I've given you enough time, God, and you haven't come through. And God is saying, relax. Let me give you an assurance that I do what I say. I am God, and I am powerful, and I will do what I have said. I don't lie. My promises are true. You can bank on that.